We're beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, which is the top of page Chof, the page following 38. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Sif Aleph is going to take us approximately 4 days. So the Mechaber says in the beginning of Sif Aleph, Kira Shehi Asuya Kekedera. Kira is a type of oven that is shaped like a pot. V'shovsin Alpia Kedera Lamala. And you place a pot on top of it. V'yesh b'mokom shvisa shtei kederos. And a kira is a type of oven that has room on top for two different pots. So the din is, im husko begefes, if the oven was heated up with gefes, she psola shel zesim, if it's heated up with gefes, which is the psolas of zesim, it's the psolas of the olive branches, o be'etzim, or with some kind of wood, osur litein alea tavshil mibodyom, it's osur to put a dish on it on Friday, lahashos alea, to leave it on for Shabbos, to do shehiyah. You can't put a dish that's in the middle of cooking, as we'll see, on it before Shabbos, that it should stay on for Shabbos. Elu im kein nispashal kol tzarko, v'hu mitstamek v'ralo. Unless the dish that you're placing on is fully cooked, and if it cooks more, it's going to become bad for you. Deleka lo mecha shema yechata. Then we're not worried that you might come to stoke the coals. The problem over here is that we're concerned if you put a dish on top of the oven while it's in the middle of cooking and you want it to be ready for the Suda Friday night, you might start stoking the coals, which would be an Issa Daraisa, because you want it to get a better fire so it'll cook better. So therefore, unless you do something that to avoid that concern, it's going to be forbidden midrabanan, because you may do that, stoking the coals, which is an Issa Daraisa. Therefore, if it is fully cooked, and the more it cooks, the worse it's going to be for you. So then we're not going to worry that you're going to rush the cooking process. It's already done, and therefore you would be allowed to do it. So that's what the Mechaber says over here. Again, and back to the second line on page Chav, it's also litan alea tashem ibodyom. You can't put a dish on it on Friday afternoon, lahashoso alea, to keep it on for Shabbos. Elim kein nispashal kol tzarko, unless it was fully cooked, v'hum mitztamek v'ralo. And he says, "Mitzamik pirish holech v'chaser." It's going to get worse if it stays on. In that case, the lekelamecha shemi yechata. Then we're not worried that you might come to stoke the coals. Turning to page 40, Oshu chai shalom nisbashel klal. Or the other extreme, if when Shabbos comes in, it's a totally raw dish, it's not cooked at all, the kevan shuchai, since it's totally raw, meisiach daito mimena, you take your mind off of it, ad l'machar, until tomorrow, u'b'chol ha'layla yochol l'hisbasho b'lo chitui. And all night it can cook without you stoking the coals. That's where we'll get to in the Mechaber. I just realized that I forgot to do the Hakdamah of the Mishabura, but we'll do the Hakdamah in a moment. But the Mechaber is telling us, the two extremes would be okay. If you have an oven, a kira, a certain type of oven that has room for two pots on top, you can't put a dish that is cooking on before Shabbos to stay on for Shabbos, because the concern is you might stoke the coals to get it ready quicker. There are two exceptions the Mechaber gave us. One is if it's already totally fully cooked, and if it cooks more, it's going to turn negative, so we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals, so then it would be okay because the concern is not there. Or the opposite extreme, if it's totally raw and there's no way it will be ready anyway for Friday night, it needs a good 10 to 15 hours to finish cooking it, and you have it for Shabbos day, so we're not worried you're going to stoke it. You have no reason to be stoking the coals to get it ready quicker, because anyway, it's for Shabbos day and it will cook through the night and it's not going to help to stoke the coals. Those two cases, the two extremes where you're not going to do the chitui, that's when it will be permissible. That is the Mechaber I'll do for tonight. There's much more to be said over here. We'll see the Mishaburas, but we'll first begin now, which I should have done before, I forgot, the Hakdamah that the Mishabura brings to Siman Reish Nun Gimel. And that is on the top of page Chaf. Hinei, mipnei sha'asimen hazeh rabu parosav. Since this siman is very intricate, there are a lot of details. Ukedei shelo yevalbel enei hakore bo. And in order that the person who looks into the siman should not get confused, amarti lahatik misefer machtes hashekel, psicha ketana eleha meikre hadinim shelah. So I decided that I'm going to bring down from the Machtes HaShekel a little bit of an introduction that he says to these halachos. Kedei sheyarutz hakore bo. So the one who reads can go through it quickly. So you get a quick overview. That you should know. Sheyesh inyan shehiya ve'inyan chazara. When it comes to cooking food on or before Shabbos, there's two major topics that we have to know about. One is called shehiya and one is called chazara. Shehiya means leaving it around. Chazara means returning it. Shehiya mikri, leaving it around. Shehiya is called shenosein tavshil mi erev Shabbos agabe kira. This is what we just discussed already in the Mechaber. That's called placing a dish on Erev Shabbos on top of a kira, lo derech hatmana, not getting involved with any kind of insulation. Umanicho omer agabe kira, and you want to leave it on from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos on top of the oven. Ubishabbos notel me'akira, and on Shabbos you want to take it off the kira and you want to eat your cholent. The chazara mikri, that's shehiyah. Chazara is called kishehinicha mi'erev Shabbos agabe kira, that you left it on the kira from before Shabbos. Ubishabbos notlo me'akira, and on Shabbos you took it off of the kira, of the oven. V'rotzeh lachzira shenis agabe kira, and you want to return it back to an oven. That's chazara, you want to return it. This is comparable to the case where someone wants to take cholent on Shabbos, you know, early in the morning before the Suda, he wants to sneak some cholent, he wants to take off the cholent pot and put the cholent back on. That's chazara. So we're discussing in this siman two things. One is shehiyah, just leaving it on from before Shabbos, leaving it on in order just to take it off on Shabbos and leave it off. That's shehiyah. Versus chazara, which is taking it off and then returning it afterwards. Zeu ikir din chazara l'kuyama. That is the main case of chazara, when you take it off on Shabbos and put it back on. Aval yesh od inyan chazara, there will be another concept of chazara, shenotlo mi'erev Shabbos samach l'chashecha u'machziru, that you take it off right before Shabbos and you want to put it back on Shabbos, and that we will see later on in Sif Beis in the Ramah, which will be at least 4 days away. Upligi chananya v'rabbanan. So there are the Tanoim have a machlokas over here. Chananya and the Rabban have a machlokas in the Gemara and Shabbos. The Chananya sirle. Chananya is of the opinion. Ima tavshil kfar nizbashil kemacha benjusoi. If the dish is already cooked a certain amount, like the amount of benjusoi was the name of a robber who used to steal food and he would eat it when it wasn't fully cooked yet. So if your food reached a state of macha benjusoi, hu kechatzi bishul, it's halfway cooked. V'yesh omrim kishlish bishul. Some say it's only a third of the way cooked. So if your food reached that level of cooking, says Chananya, mutter lahashosa agabe kira, then you're allowed to leave it on top of the kira when Shabbos comes in. Afilu im eina grufim and agecholim, even if the coals are not swept out, the coals are not taken out. V'eina ketuma hainu shemechus agecholim ba'ofar. As we'll see in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night here, the two ways that you can keep the food on, if it's not the proper level of cooking, would be either to make it garuf or katum. Garuf is to get rid of the coals, and therefore you're not going to stoke them if they're not there. Or ketuma, which is covering them with some dirt, and therefore that will be a reminder to you also not to stoke the coals. So Chananya is of the opinion that if your food is macha ben jusoy, which is a machlokas, if it's halfway cooked, or a third cooked, you're allowed to leave it on a kira, even if it doesn't have these other leniencies of grufa of a ketuma. It doesn't have it at all, but since it's part of the way cooked, that's good enough to leave it on. So he's lenient. The chachamim svirlu, the chachamim are more machmir, they hold the aser im eina grufa of a ketuma. That case, if you want to leave it on when it's only kemacha ben jusoy, it would have to be grufa of a ketuma, the coals will have to be taken out, or they will have to be covered with dirt. Elo im kein nisbashel kol tsarko umistamik viralo. Unless the dish that's there is more cooked, it's fully cooked, and if it cooks more, it's going to become worse for you. So in that case, even the chacham will say that you can leave it on. So that's the machlokes between Chananya and the Rabbanan. Ubereish perakira tnan. In the beginning of perakira and Shabbos, the Mishnah tells us the following: kira sheisikua begefes ubeitzim, a kira oven that was heated up with gefes, the eitzim, which we discuss over here. These are items that can turn into coals as they get burnt. Lo yiten ad sheyigrof o ad sheyiten etzav ha'efer. So the Mishnah says you cannot put lo yiten. We're going to see exactly what that means in a moment. Lo yiten until you either sweep out these coals or until you put the efer on top of the coals. And the Gemara there asks Akasha, what's pshat in the Mishnah? What does it mean, this lashon of lo yiten? Hai lo yitain ditznan. What is it talking about? Does it mean to say lo yasha? You shouldn't leave it on the oven when Shabbos goes in. Elo im kein garif akatum. Now the Rishonim understand over there, we're talking about food that's partially cooked. Let's say like macha ben jusoy. So the Gemara has a question. When it says lo yitain, don't put the food on until it's garif akatum, does that mean don't do shehiyah? Don't put it on as Shabbos is starting unless it's garif akatum, even though it's already partially cooked? The asya kirabonan de chananya, that would be going like the more machmir shita that we just said, that until it's fully cooked and it's not make viralo, you can't leave it on unless you make it garva katum. Oh, lo yitein rotzalom lo yachzir. Or maybe when it says lo yitein, it means don't put it back on Shabbos. Don't return it, which is always more machmir. Maybe it's talking about chazara. But according to that, it would be saying that don't put it on unless it's garfa katum. Aval shehiya muteres afilu eno garfa katum. According to that sad, if it was just a matter of shehiya, putting it on initially, then it would be mashma that it's mutter, even though it wasn't garfa katum. Because the Mishnah says, don't put it, meaning don't do chazara, unless it's garfa katum. That could be mashma. But if it wasn't chazara, it was just shehiya, it was just putting it on initially for the first time, so then, even if it's not garfa katum, it would be okay, as long as it is cooked, kemacha ben jusoi, v'asir kechananya, and that will go like chananya. It's a little bit confusing. Everything will be clarified. But that is the machlokas between the Rabbanon and Chananya, and that's the question the Gemara has on the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah mean to say like Chananya? Does the Mishnah mean to say like the Rabbanon? V'lo if shita haibaya, this question in the Gemara is left unanswered. Upasku harif harambam, and as usual, if the Gemara leaves something unanswered many times, there will be a machlokas rishonim had a paskin. So the Rif and the Rambam paskin, Upasko arif haramav ha'omdim b'shitasim, and those who go along with their shita, that lishos tnan, the first malach, when it says lo yitein, it means don't do shehiya unless it's garfa katum, ukerabonan de chananya. That's like the shita of the rabbanon against chananya that are more machmir, that you can't even do shehiya unless it's garfa katum, if it's only partially cooked, unless it's fully cooked. Da filu lishos, that even just to leave it on when Shabbos comes in, ba'inan agabe grufa v'ketuma, we need it to be garfa katum. That is the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. Tosas pasku, and the Tosas paskins lahachzir tnan, that the Mishnah means to say that you can't return it unless it's garfa katum. Avalishos, but to leave it on initially in the beginning of Shabbos, mutter afilo ena grufa, that would be okay to leave it on even if the coals are not cleaned out. Mishenis bashal kemacha ben jusoi, as long as it was at least partially cooked, like macha ben jusoi ukechananya. So there's a machlokes rishonim between the Rif and the Rambam, and those on their side versus Tosas, and those with Tosas, whether we paskin like the Rabbanan or like Chananya. V'hein hashtei deo shehuvu b'shulchan aruch b'simen zeh. And these are the two opinions that are going to be brought down in the Shulchan Aruch right here. Dei Aleph, which we read already, he das arif harambam. That is the more machmir shita, like the Rif and like the Rambam, that come out paskining like the Rabbanan, that you need to have it in this bashal cold circle, misamik viralo, in order to have the shehiya permissible if it's not garfa katum. V'ayesh omim shemevi mechaber besosif aleph, and the yesh omim that we'll get to in a few shiurim, who das Rashi v'tosas anal. That's the second opinion, like Rashi and Tosas, like Chananya. Zeu masha bi'arnu b'ktara, that is our abbreviated summary. U'me'ata novo levar es divri ha-shulchan aruch be'ezer Hashem, and now we'll go back to explain everything from the Shulchan Aruch Bez Hashem. So that's the introduction. It's not such a simple introduction, but it will become clearer as we go through. So we just read so far in the Mechaber that a Kira, that is shaped like a Kedera, it has room for two pots. So we said if it was heated up with items that we'll see that turn into coals, which is Gefes, which is the Psoles of olive branches, or of Eitzim, so it's usher to put a dish on leading into Shabbos and leaving it there. It's usher to do Shehiya unless it was fully cooked and mitzamek v'ralo. That's the more machmir shita, like we just saw in the introduction, like the Rambam, that goes like the Rabbanon, that it has to be, if it's not garfa katum, which we're not addressing yet in the Mechaber, it would have to be 100% fully cooked, and any more cooking will be negative for you. So let's see now, or of course, the other case we saw, it could be raw as well, which we'll get to soon. So let's begin the Mishnah Bura, and we'll get some more clarity. So Sifkatan Aleph, the Mishnah Bura writes, V'shosen al piha. So the Mechaber, in describing the Kira, said it's made like a pot, V'shosen al piha kedera lamala, and we put on it a pot on top. So the Mishnah Bura points out, Gam b'socha yesh mokum lahamid ha-kedera. If you ever see the pictures in the Mishnayos, or other places of Akira, it has a place to put up the pot on top, two pots. It also has a place inside that you can put the pot. And really, many of the halachas are the same. So the Mishnah Berurah is bothered. Why do we discuss over here that it's a place that you can put the pot on top? What about inside? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Gam b'socha yesh mokom lahamid kedera. Even inside there's a place for a kedera, umutter lahashos b'mitzamik v'ralo. And if in fact it's 100% fully cooked, then it would be more negative for you if it continues cooking. You would be allowed before Shabbos to leave the pot even inside. Elo mishum de rotza lashmeinu iser b'mitzamek v'yofelo. But since the Mechaber is coming to tell us the iser of where it's going to get better by keeping it in longer, afilu al piha. The Mechaber is telling me the bigger chiddush in the iser. Of course, it's mutter if it's fully cooked, and it's going to become worse if it's cooked more. You could leave it even inside, but the Mechaber is coming to tell us that you can't leave it on, even on top, if it will continue cooking in a positive way for you. So just going with the bigger chiddush in the negative by referring to the place where you put the pot on top. But hu adin, the same thing would apply, putting the pot inside. Sifkat and beis. So if this kira oven is heated up, we said, im huska sifkat and beis, mishum de kol hani avdi gecholim. All these things discussed over here, the gefes and the eitzim, those are all things that as they're burnt up, they form coals. V'chayshinan shem yechata behem. And the whole problem that we're discussing over here in this sif is that you might come to stoke the coals to get the fire better so it'll cook faster. Shei psola shel zeisim, sifkot and gimel, explain that gefes is the psola of the zeisim. V'yesh omrim dehu adin psola shel shumshimin. Some say it's also the psola of shumshimin. Degam heim bechlal gefes aniska b'mishnah. That's also included in that category of gefes mentioned in the Mishnah, like we'll see later in Simon Reish and Zayin, sif gimel in atmana. Oh, be'etzim, sifkot and dalet, or you heat it up with wood. V'hu adin pechamim v'galalei behem agasa. Or if you heat it up with coals themselves, or the excrement of a behem agasa, which also forms coals. So anything that you heated your oven up with an item that can form coals after it gets burnt up, so this halacha will apply. So what's the halacha? It is usr. Again, he's talking in the negative. That's why he talked about putting the pot on top. Even that is going to be usr. Litin alea tashlami bod yom. Says in the Shiburis of Katan, hey, it's usr litin alea. V'hu adinim hoyon nosun. And the same thing applies if it was already placed there before Shabbos, when it wasn't supposed to be placed there. Tzorech l'salik mishigia zman chashecha. You got to remove it right away when it comes time to become dark. When Shabbos is about to start, you got to get rid of it. Got to take it off. In lo nisbashla kol tzarka, if it wasn't fully cooked, oshem mitzamek v'yofelo. So it's not fully cooked, or if it is fully cooked, but it's still mitzamek v'yofelo, you have to get rid of it. So the Mechaber discusses a case that you can't place it on initially. Zok to mishavura hu adin, if you put it on already a half hour before Shabbos, you better get it off right before Shabbos. The Chazon Ish says, even on Shabbos, if you didn't take it off before, you'd have to take it off on Shabbos. Sivkotan vav mi bod yom, it's usher to put it on mi bod yom on Friday. Hainu, litno kodem shkia sachama, to place it before shkia, lahashosu aleh letzar halayla, to leave it on for your suda Friday night. That's coming to exclude the case of the ruah food that you're having for Shabbos day. We're discussing over here, you can't leave on food that you want to have for the suda Friday night. Elohim kein nizbashel kol tzarka. We said, unless it was fully cooked, and if it continues cooking, it will turn worse. Sivkotan zayin elohim kein nizbashel hainu dekevan shekvar nizbashel lo legamri. Since it was fully cooked, ad sheim tizbashel yoser titzamik lera, to the point that if it cooks more, it's going to become worse. Lo chayshinan lechitui. We're not worried you're going to stoke the coals. Umutter litna oz lechatchila, and then you can put it on before Shabbos 100% lechatchila. Mitzamik v'ralo. Mitzamik means if it continues cooking, it's going to become bad. What does it mean it's going to become bad? So Mishnah Berurah says it's a katan ches pirish kol davar she'odom otzev kishayovesh v'niskavets machmas rov habishul. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining that v'ralo doesn't mean it's bad for the dish. It means it's bad for the person. It will cook further and it'll be ralo, bad for the person. Kol davar she'odom otzev, if the person's going to be sad about it, when it cooks more and it shrinks because of the abundance of bishul, that's called mitzamek v'ralo. But if you look in the Shaar Tzir on Oz Tes, he writes, v'nire, d'diak lefarish kein lashmi'enu da'afilu ha'tavshil be'etzem yofelu atzimuk. Even if this dish will actually become better, it will objectively be a more chashiv dish if it's cooked further, rak ha'odom otzov mizeh, just the person doesn't want it in that state. Machmas de'tzorach lo'orachim, sharik n'isa b'gemara. The more it cooks, it might become more geschmack, but it's going to shrink a little bit. But you're having a lot of guests over. So although it's getting better objectively, but subjectively, you don't want that because you're not going to have enough food for your guests. So that would be considered nitzamek v'ralo. It's bad for you, even though it's good for the meat. It's more geschmack, but it's bad for you. That will be a heter. You're not going to cook to stoke it because it's bad for you. Why would you stoke the coals if you don't want it to cook better? You don't want it to shrink, even though it will taste more geschmack. So that would also be okay that it goes by the person, not by the etzem food. And then the Mishnah Berurah says in the last line of the page, v'chein b'yafelo, so too when we talk about mitzdamek v'yafelo, haynu shu sameach mizeh, that the person is happy about it. I want to just pick out one note over here, note number 7. V'im yesh b'kedeira gam dover shem mitzdamek v'yafelo, v'gam dover shem mitzdamek v'ralo. Let's say you have in the pot something that by cooking it more you'll be happy about, and something that you cook more you'll be unhappy about, and they're mixed together in one chulent. So the Prima Gadam writes later on, Shaholchim Achar Harov, we go after the majority, Vim Harov Mitzamek Viralo. If the majority is going to be bad for you to continue cooking, Ein Locho Shema Yavo Lochato. Since the majority is going to become bad, we're not worried you'll come to stoke the coals. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter on page 40, we're in Sivkaton Tes. The other exception we had to this rule where you can leave it on the Kira going into Shabbos, even though it's not Garva Katum, was if it is raw and it will not be ready for the Suda Friday night. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat and Tes, V'davka Basar Chai. Even though the Mechaber says Shehu Chai, he doesn't say what dish he's talking about. Zokta Mishnah Berurah says, Davka meat that is raw. Davka Basar Chai She'yefshir Lizbashu L'tzorach Sudas Halayla. Meat takes a long time to cook. So raw meat, when Shabbos comes in, there you're not going to come to stoke the coals, because anyway, it's not going to help you. The meat takes a long time to cook. Aval yarak ushari dvarim shem kali abishal. But vegetables or other things that cook quickly, lo mahani mashu chai. It doesn't make a difference if it's raw. If it's going to cook in a half an hour anyway, you still might come to stoke the coals and eat it for your Suda Friday night. V'chei mashu kosov l'kamei chaticha chaya haynu gam kein basar. So to what we'll discuss tomorrow about throwing in something raw, it's also bedafka raw meat. Now in note 16, he points out that a little bit of a heter lagabi this din, the imizbashlim dvarim elu basok kedera gedola. Let's say you have things that do cook relatively fast, but it's in such a huge pot. Sheyeshba tavshilim rabim, shemachmas ribuya tavshilim, sheyeshba misbashlim heim b'meshel zman rav. It's vegetables, but it's so many that it takes a long time to cook. It's going to take a very long time. V'yasiyah daitu mehem. And it's pasha, you're going to take your mind off it Friday night. You're not going to come to soak the coals. So if this in Karel, it says, shedinam kebasar chai. So Chiddush, he says, that would also be like basar chai. Shrei ein locho shem yechata l'tzorcha laila. We're not worried you're going to touch it for the night, because it won't help anyway, because there's so many vegetables, it will take so long to cook. Then it would be like the meat. That's what this in Karel, it says. Zogta mishab uravaydus of katan yud. Shalom nisbashel, we said it has to be raw. Shalom nisbashel klal. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, lo nisbashel pirish. O shari litno samach l'shkia mamish. Then you could place it on the fire, samach l'shkia mamish, right before shkia. Aval im nisano mi bod yom aser. But if you're going to put the raw meat dish, you know, a half hour before or a while before, dikfar nisbashel tzatzkul on Shabbos, and had enough time already to start cooking before Shabbos, Tzarech l'salak ishigiz man Shabbos. That wouldn't be good. You'd have to take it off when Shabbos comes in. Eleim kein nizbashel kol tzarech kodem ozeh. Again, you need the two extremes. If you put it on too much before and it's already cooked a little bit, so you lost out. So you have to make sure that you put it on as close as possible to shkia. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkaton Yud Aleph, klal, it can't be cooked at all. Haynu da'afilu hucham atashel nami mutar la'ashoso. If it was just heated up, you would be allowed to leave it on. It can't be cooked, but it could be heated up. If it's not cooked at all, even if it's hot, we don't have a gzeir over there, shemi yechata. Kaven de etzem habishel lo nisbashel klal. Since the cooking did not take place at all. So therefore, he's telling us over here, it has to actually have started cooking before Shabbos, not just that it got hot before Shabbos. We're going to look at a couple of very important notes here, a bir halacha, and then a major note as well. So let's go through note number 18. The raya ledover, the raya to this that is even if it's hot, it's okay as long as it's not cooked at all. The Chazon Ish writes, "Sharei yevshel letzamtzim." It's impossible to be so exacting. Litin as a tafshel samach l'shkia mamish. You can't put the meat there a second before shkia mamish. But ofen shlo yischamim tzas mi bodyom. It's impossible to get it. You don't want to put it on Shabbos. It has to be there before Shabbos. It's going to be a little hot. Otherwise, it's impossible. Therefore, Zot HaChazon Ish, that's why it has to. It's okay that it is warmed up as long as it does not start cooking. But look at note number 19. V'im hischamim b'shir shayatzo lettuce bo. But the same Chazon Ish tells us, but if it warmed up already to the point of yatzo lettuce bo, it got so hot already, the Chazon Ish writes, shenechshav hadover k'hisril esbashel. That's already cool that it started to cook. So that's already tough. You can't put it in the second before Shabbos because you might be too risky. You can't put it too much before because this food can't even get to Yatzal Es by the time Shabbos comes in. So says the Chazon Ish, v'hosav yadzah shalafiza, according to this, ha'ofen shebo mo'a litin chatichas basar chai, he's really talking about the case in tomorrow where you're going to throw in a piece of raw meat into a dish to allow the shahiyah of that dish, which is really tomorrow's discussion. Today we're discussing where the whole dish is raw. But the Chazon Ish is discussing over here, throwing in the piece of raw meat. It has to be the type of dish that already started cooking. If it's totally raw, you don't need the raw meat. It's a raw dish. So it has to be that it started cooking a little bit. It's done in and it cooled off. The Akshav Balitna Gabi Akira. And now you're going to put it back onto the Kira. Because if the heat of the dish is already Yatzo Ledes Bo, Im Kein Gam HaBasar HaChai Shenosin L'Socha Yeh Bishir Yatzo Ledes V'Asar LaShoso. So you have to come up with a scenario, and if the dish is Yatzo Ledes, and you put the meat right before Shabbos, very quickly the meat's going to be Yatzo Ledes. But the Chazon Ish holds that Yatzo Ledes is already considered partially cooked. You don't have the heat of the raw meat. So it has to be that the dish was partially cooked and then taken off, and now it's a little cooled off, and you're putting it back on, and you're putting the raw meat in. By the time it starts getting to Yatzal Edes Bo, it'll already be Shabbos. So when Shabbos came in, the meat was actually still raw, did not even get to Yatzal Edes Bo. But I want to see a few lines of the Bir Halacha and one more note. The Bir Halacha is on page 40, and that was by the raw meat. We said you could put the raw meat in Shalonis Bashal Klal, because since it's raw, you may see out Daitu Mimena until tomorrow. Says the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal Mesiyah Daitu Mimena Adamachar, Nire, Dafilu Im Hatanor Chumo Rav, even if you have an oven that has extreme heat. The yochol his bashel be'ezer shows balayla b'meshach hazman, and it can get cooked for a few hours that it's going to be sitting on the fire at night. Afal pikein, even so, im ein darkon shel b'nei adam lahamtim b'su'udosam kolkach, if people usually don't have their suda that late at the time that this meat will be ready, b'vaday asuche meisal daite minev lo osi l'chatuye. In other words, Dr. Bralocha, it doesn't have to be that it won't get cooked till tomorrow morning. But if Shabbos starts at 5 o'clock, it's going to get fully cooked by 10 o'clock, and most people are finished eating by 10 o'clock. So then you don't have to worry about it because you're not going to come to stoat the coals anyway, because the time that it will be ready would already be past the time of Achila. But if you turn the page one page further and look at note number 30, the next page, note number 30, it's on the Bir Halacha. Mavur midvarov. It's clear from the Bir Halacha. Shim tisbashal kedera adzman shederach b'nei adam lahamtim misudasam. It's clear from the Bir Halacha. But if the food would get cooked in a time that people are still having their suda, ein lahatir bazem mishum basar chai. It wouldn't work for basar chai. Or if you're the type of guy who likes to have his chillant late Friday night, it would also be a problem because you're not waiting until tomorrow. So mitam zeh dasra v'yoshev. Even though most people eat when they come home from shul right away, that's what you're supposed to do. Start the suda right when you come home from shul. Some people for different reasons have their sudas delayed. There are also some people that have very lengthy sudas. Therefore, Rav Yoshev says, Lachain gam kishavru kama shos balayla. Even if many hours already passed of the night, adayin zman achilu, it's still considered zman achilu, says Rav Yoshev. V'im yechola hakedera lisbashel adzman zeh. And if the dish would be able to be cooked by that time, yesh locho shem yechata, then we still have a concern of shem yechata, kedei sheyucha lecho bizman zeh, because you still might want to eat at 11 o'clock at night. Some people have a very long suda. And that will not be included in the heter of basar chai. So it has to be a basar chai that wouldn't be ready to be eaten past the time that people finish, like 2 in the morning. It's vaday, no one's going to eat their suda at 2 in the morning, so then it will be okay. If you skip down to the end of this note, V'achazonish kosav, shekevan sha'al pi rov lo mashin basar chai elo letzarech yom ha-mochras. Since in general, people don't put on basar chai right before Shabbos, except for tomorrow morning, lo gozru chachomim b'basar chai klal. Zok the Chazonish, more lenient than Rav Yoshev, you don't have to worry about it. If you get the basar chai in the pot before Shabbos, since most people are take their minds off Pasachai till the next day, we don't have to analyze it, what time people normally finish eating and when they're eating their sudas. The afilu ba'ofen shedaita l'ochlo b'layla. Even if you're eating it at night, if you put in the Pasachai, says the Chazanish, that's a blanket heter, and that'll be okay. Unlike what Yashiv says, you have to cheshbon out when people finish their sudas, and if it could be ready in time, it will be a problem. The Chazanish says, no, that's a heter that they gave. It doesn't matter when people finish their sudas. Most people, in general, when they put in raw meat, they're doing it for tomorrow, and therefore you can rely on that, says the Chazanish, and not worry exactly what time the dish will be finished and when people eat their sudas, and you rely on this heter. Mitz Hashem, we'll go weiter with some very halacha l'maisa details tomorrow.